has wrapped up on the Sunshine Coast. It was asking residents their thought on the long-awaited rail branch line, heavy rail branch line from Biwa up the coast to Maroochydore, on the Mooloolah River Interchange, a new Kawana motorway, and the state of public transport in our region. Turns out we're quite keen on all of those things. So what happens now? Mark Bailey is Queensland's Transport Minister. Thank you so much for joining us, Mark Bailey. Now, when I say keen, I gather a lot of the comments around these projects were along the lines of just get on with it. How much enthusiasm do you see for these projects?
Oh, well, a lot of enthusiasm, Alex. We're seeing a big response from people. We had more than 1,600 responses in our first consultation round, and the current consultation round that's out and is open till December 10. We've seen now more than 17,000 views, for instance, online. People have visited and talked more than 7,000, and contributions there now over 400. So, you know, there's a lot of interest. It's a growing city, Sunshine Coast. It's the third largest city in Queensland. It needs the infrastructure for a booming population. And we know that after Queensland handled the pandemic so well, we're getting nearly 2,000 people a week to the state. And of course, Sunshine Coast is getting a fair share of that. So we need the better public transport. And we also need better roads to cope with that population growth.
And we have, in terms of that population growth, I mean, we are one of the, if not the biggest regional area in the country and for people moving here. So these projects are getting increasingly important. Some of them, the Mooloolah River Interchange and the rail, have been on the table for quite a long time. But all of these projects are going to depend on federal funding. Federal infrastructure funding is now looking kind of shaky with the review launched by your federal counterpart, Catherine King. She hasn't mentioned individual projects, but she's talked about things that have some federal funding from the previous coalition federal government, but not enough to actually do the jobs. And that's a complaint you've been making about the branch line, about the CAMCOS line, since the former coalition government announced funding for it last year. So does that mean the CAMCOS project, or the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail project, however you want to phrase it, is about to get canned again?
Well, look, that's a matter for the federal government, but I'm hopeful that that's not the case. And look, it's actually the current Albanese government that's the only federal government that's approved funding for that project through Parliament. We saw a decade of coalition governments, and all they did in that entire time was not work with us in terms of preparing for a Direct Sunshine Coast line. And at the last minute, they promised some funding, didn't even vote on it in Parliament. They could have. They had the numbers. They chose not to. It was actually the Albanese government that's approved the $1.6 billion through Parliament for the first time.
So that was an issue. That was an issue, though, like essentially a technical issue with that last coalition budget.
Oh, I don't think it's
like
so.
They still like they did say we're putting this money in, and the argument is over whether or not it's enough. But then beyond that, like even if it's not, and you've been arguing that it doesn't look like it is, then it's still like this is a project that's been promised and dumped before when Labor was in state government, and you can point your finger at the coalition. But if it goes down, then it's your government that's going to end up copping the brunt of that, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Alex, a couple of things there. Firstly, we've made it very clear to the current federal government that we don't believe there should be any cuts to infrastructure, full stop. We are the growth state. We got a raw deal out of the previous governments, and the population growth has only accelerated since the change of government. So we've made it very clear. We don't think there should be cuts, and we've advocated very strongly for that in terms of the Palaszczuk government, and we'll continue to do that. I don't think it's a technical argument, to be frank, because I think passing funding through Parliament is actually showing commitment, and you know, choosing not to shows a bit of a political stunt. But that said, we had previous state LNP governments that could have done some of this work, and they didn't. And we've been very keen to work with the new government. The business case is very close to completion now. It's due to be completed by the end of this calendar year. So that will give us a costing and a scope. And, you know, that's a business case. And that puts it ahead, as far as I'm concerned, of certain projects in other states where they apparently are not subject to the review. So we are very forceful about putting Queensland's case to the federal government currently. There's no doubt the Sunshine Coast Direct Line needs to be built. That's why we're doing the business case right now. I look forward to the review being released by the federal government. And I'm hopeful that the Sunshine Coast Direct Line will still be there, because there's no doubt that the Sunshine Coast, as a city bigger than, you know, a range of capital cities around this country, needs a strong public transport system, not just connecting to the heavy rails sector, but also internally as well. And that's, mass transit system is also one of the four projects, of course, that we're consulting on at the moment. And there's tremendous support for that as well.
You have a state election coming up next year. You've got two vulnerable seats on the Sunshine Coast. If the train goes down again, would you expect Rob Skelton and Jason Hunt to be able to hold their seats come the election next October?
Well, you certainly won't come across two stronger supporters of a direct Sunshine Coast heavy rail line than Rob Skelton and Jason Hunt. They are very strong advocates in their first term and already delivering a lot. You know, with the Bells Creek arterial is very much a Jason Hunt achievement. We built that 10 years early because of his advocacy, and that is taking traffic off Calandra Road right now. And it's a big improvement for people in that Calandra South Aura area. And so, look, we will have to wait to see, Alex, what is in the federal government review. But you can be sure that we are committed to this project. And, we want the federal government to keep their money on the table. It was to their credit they put it in the budget last year. But the Sunshine Coast, their time has come for a lot better public transport. The state government's very committed to it. Well, I think it's normal for a federal government to have a bit of a look at the books. I don't think anyone's that surprised by that. But at the moment, we're seeing a lot of speculation. A lot of it's not necessarily accurate. It's just speculation. We'll see what happens. But the Palaszczuk government, we're advocating very strongly and forcefully for the Sunshine Coast, just as we did under previous coalition governments in Canberra as well.
Mark Bailey, before I let you go, we've got the ongoing pay dispute involving bus drivers on the Sunshine Coast, as well as Gold Coast and Tweed, with Kinetic, which is operating under a contract from the state government. The TWU and Kinetic are both saying nothing can really change until the state government comes to the table on this negotiation, because you've given the contract to Kinetic. That hasn't happened. Why hasn't it?
Well, this is a protracted industrial action between the drivers and the bus company. So it is a matter for them. I understand the bus companies offered a 3.75% pay increase, which I think in the current inflation environment is, the bus drivers are not happy about that. And I can understand why that would be so. And so they need to negotiate in good faith with their drivers.
Except that their ability to offer a higher pay rise is limited because they've got a contract with the state government that is based on the current pay levels and doesn't include the funding that would be needed to pay the full 7%, which incidentally would just bring the driver's wage above $30 an hour.
Yeah, well, look, certainly if the bus company wants to meet with me and raise with me specific issues, they know where I am. They know they'll get a meeting straight away. They haven't contacted me in that regard, so that tells me certain things. They need to go and negotiate with their drivers about this. And, the TWU certainly lobbied and talked to us. The bus company at this point have not. I think both parties need to sit down and work it out, because clearly this is not an optimal situation. Bus drivers deserve a decent pay for a decent day's work. And I think the company needs to sit down with the drivers and sort this out.
The current action that's happening, just to finish up, is that bus drivers are not taking fares. This is costing the state government money, not Kinetic, because the contract for Kinetic is fixed. So how long before the cost of free bus services across the Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast and Tweed starts to outstrip the cost of just providing a 7% pay rise?
Well, obviously, we don't like to see a situation where fares are not being collected. That's not what we want to see. But we also need to see some good faith from the company to work with the workers and the drivers here. The bus drivers are not, I think everyone understands they're not highly paid people, and so every dollar counts for them. It's a full employment market at the moment, so it's hard to find people. So it's important for the company to be keeping the drivers they have and attracting new drivers as well with a reasonable pay level. So I certainly don't like to see this current situation, Alex. We've certainly had representations from the union on behalf of their members in the situation. At this stage, I haven't heard from the bus company, and I think that's sort of telling, really.
All right. Mark Bailey, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Alex.
Cheers. Thank you. That's Queensland Transport Minister Mark Bailey there. It's 21 minutes past seven. Brad will be